Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, here with my lovely guest.
Alex Sarah Davis. Hi, how are you?
You have a way of speaking where you make love to the microphone.
Not right now.
Always.
Always? Okay. Well, I'll try to keep it to a minimum, I guess.
Your voice sounds like velour. Like if the fabric velour were to have a...
I have a voice. Okay. No, that makes sense. Thank you.
Velourian.
Well, your voice sounds like...
I don't have a very pretty voice.
Like iron wool. Steel wool.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. No, it's like the nice, comfortable kind of wool.
The nice, comfortable kind of steel iron wool.
No, not that. I take it back.
I actually go to the store and buy the like steel wool things that you use to like clean your pots.
Uh-huh.
And then I like knit them into a sweater.
A sweater.
And I wear it because I hate myself. and I like to be in constant pain and discomfort.
Right. Well, I hear that's the style with the kids these days.
So. Yeah, the kids. The kids these days.
Oh, God, those kids.
Youths.
Yeah.
Running around with their MP3 players and their Walkmans.
Yeah, their Discmans.
Their disc jockeys.
Yeah, their VHS things. Yeah.
I think we're dating ourselves.
Okay, we better stop. What music do we have today, Ben?
I'm really excited about today's lineup, actually. To those who are new, this is a music show normally, but we also like to be weird. So
definitely
weirdness music. The music isn't that weird, hopefully. hopefully. There's good stuff today, though. Let's just break the whole case wide open with a song by a band called Precious Fathers. They're Canadian and they're really cool. And the song is Prairie Train. Here we go.
Thank you.
We're back. That was what song was that? Do you guys remember? You guys remember? No, I'm kidding. I remember. He says as he looks it up. It was Prairie Train by Precious Fathers.
Right.
We're joined with the robot slave, actually, once again. His return.
Yeah. I was here a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Ryan's.
I've perfected my human voice, though.
Okay, so what's the story behind the robot slave?
Oh, that, when was that? 2 weeks ago,
Two
I think.
Weeks ago?
Yeah, I came on the radio a little late, also. Okay. And another one of our friends was here, and Ben introduced me and didn't give me much warning. He said he was going to introduce me as a robot slave, so I just kind of got thrown on the spot and just was a robot.
Did you do a robot impression?
I did my best. I just did a lot of beeping mostly.
Right. Yeah. Did you do any booping?
I did some beep boop bops.
Okay.
Yeah. It was spot
that's,
on.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. It sounds like it was a 10 out of 10. Like,
yeah, so it was okay, yeah.
C-3PO would be jealous of his bop boop.
I was the one who taught him, actually, in 1974.
It's a little bit like Bill Cosby as well.
Okay. Like not familiar with him too much.
You don't know Bill Cosby.
Just not a lot.
I like the Jello.
Are we doing Bill Cosby?
No,
again?
I can't do Bill Cosby.
Hold on, I have to channel the Cos man.
That's fine, you channel it.
Channel my Cosmos.
So... Yeah. Robot slave. Okay, yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. I didn't get any cool introduction like that.
Oh, well, just, maybe you should talk to Ben about that after.
I should. I mean, I do get the thing every time about my voice sounding amazing.
That's pretty cool.
That's,
I mean, I'll
like,
take it.
Way cooler than going beep boop bop.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, sometimes I just want to be a robot.
You want to be, yeah. You don't want to be defined by who you are.
No, it's sort of like the grass is always greener, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, you know, he wants to be a robot, and, you know, you can't. You can't always, you gotta, with it, and then the heat would go like a scoobity-boobop, and I would do the thing. And...
I wish they could see your face.
Just kind of, yeah.
Oh, God.
You just kind of got to, like, old and ramble.
Face, by the way, for those of you listening at home, was something between Robert De Niro and eating, like, three of those Warhead candies.
Oh, yeah. That's a great way to put it, actually.
Coincidentally, yeah. That's my sexy face.
Mm. Oh, I see.
Well, yeah. I saw it there. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So that's how you pick up the chicks at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At Bill Cosby conventions. That's the only place I like to pick up chicks.
In general. Of course, Bill Cosby conventions.
Yeah. Yeah, and also like at farms, if I'm like tending the chickens, I'll have to like pick up the young chickens.
Yeah,
so that's where I'll also pick up chicks.
Yep,
it's a good place to pick up chicks.
Right.
Should we do the next song? You want to do the next song?
Yeah, yeah, you should mention we want call-ins, right?
Yeah, but before we do the next song, we wanted to say that today, if you have any advice for us here at The Spice of Life down at CITR, if you have any kind of general life advice or advice on how to do something that we might not know how to do properly, you should call in and give it to us.
Or advice to, like, just the listeners in general, like other listeners. But most definitely, if you have advice on talking to women or,
please,
or women in general, that would be great.
If we could have any women call in and
that
give
would
that
be
advice,
lovely.
We would appreciate that.
Guys, but see, we wouldn't be able to pick up the phone because we wouldn't know.
No, we don't know how to talk to you, but you can do the talking and we'll listen.
I actually also don't know how to pick up the phone, so that'll be fun.
True. It's
fun quite
experience.
Hard.
If anybody out there listening knows how to pick up the phone, please call in and tell us
how to answer the phone.
If you have advice on that, that would be great. You guys probably need the number too. It's 604-822-2487.
And once again, for those of you who want to call in, the number is 604-822-2487.
2487 is just CITR, for those of us familiar with T9.
Nice.
Oh,
so
I did not know that. Did you just know that offhand?
Well, that's what it says brackets. Below it, doesn't it?
Oh,
yeah. But also, yeah, remember the days when you would...
Any advice, call us in, let us know. We'll be here being weird, listening to music.
Yeah. And this next song I'd like to dedicate to Liam Neeson, because he was in a movie entitled Battleship.
Ooh.
And it was really bad, you know? And that's okay, Liam Neeson. We forgive you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is Battleships by Minion TV. Thank you. Welcome back. That was Battleships by Minion TV on the Spice of Life here at CITR 101.9 FM.
I refuse to believe that you're not trying to do that voice that sexy.
Well, I mean, I could make it more.
Stop. Okay, stop. No, my pants are coming off. I can't help it.
Ah, they are.
Oh, we're yelling. Stop. We're yelling into the mics.
Oops.
That's okay. That's okay.
Got really dramatic.
Yeah. I want to just mention something. So we have a Facebook page, Spice of Life 101.9 FM CITR. You'd think I would know it better than that, but that's the page. That's the page. And you can like it too. It's fun. We have fun stuff, but not very many people like it, and it saddens me because I want to share things with people. And so every time someone new likes it, I'm like, my power is growing.
Also, if Ben finds out that you don't like it and he's with you, he will sit there until you like it. That happened to me today, actually.
I didn't do that.
Well, you pretty much made me.
You've been on the show like 3 times.
So wait, he just came up behind you as you were on the computer.
He noticed. He was like, you haven't liked Spice of Life yet. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I have.
But you haven't.
But I like CITR, so I like the radio page.
Right.
But I didn't like the show because I didn't realize that there was more to it.
Well, there's two different things.
Because he made me like CITR back in the day.
No, I didn't. I wanted you to like my page. You just liked CITR because you thought that's what it was.
Ben couldn't give a damn if you liked CITR.
I really, really don't.
Oh, wow.
At all. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would throw that under the bus.
This is the final episode of The Spice is Life. Yeah. Not really. It's not.
No.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
No.
We'll see.
Main point, though, a fellow was on that page. I'm not going to embarrass him by mentioning his name, but he's one of my new favorite people out there, if he's listening. And he mentioned that he really enjoyed the show and that the music was good and that it has a sense of inimitable whimsy, which I love because I've always wanted to be like someone inimitable.
Okay.
That's good. I mean, your whimsy can't be imitated, Ben.
Yeah. It's
you should put that on your CV.
Yeah.
I think it would help you get your next job, which you will need to do after you get kicked off of CIT.
Yeah. Like tomorrow.
Yeah.
Don't let the door hit you on your way out.
What else is good? We're still waiting on... No one's called yet.
Yeah. Nobody's called in. We're hoping that the reason you haven't called in is because we don't know how to work the phones.
Yeah.
And not because you haven't called in.
No, I know when there's a call coming, but I don't know how to answer it.
Yeah.
And it's like 1 in 3 times I get it right, so you might have to call in 3 times.
Yeah. All
right.
If we don't answer, it's because we don't know how. So we'll get it the second time.
Yeah.
But you should still keep trying.
The problem is it's like an old-timey office phone, or as like... people older than 30 know it as a phone.
A phone.
I see.
You would have it in an office, right? Like with the different line. Yeah. This phone right here.
Like it's one of those rotary phones where the phone itself is like one of those little things you hold up to your ear.
Yeah, and everyone in the community is on the same phone line, which is true. I don't know if any of you have heard stories from like your grandparents how phones worked back in the day.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, my grandma, like the community she lived in, the phone was connected to everyone in the neighborhood. So everyone had their own ring. But you could, like, pick up the phone and hear other people's conversations.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
So we've come a long way.
You know, did you guys ever see that movie Atlantis, like the Disney animated one?
Oh, probably. But
yeah,
I
saw it. And the one thing that I remember about that movie was the characters. And this is one character of an old woman who, like, is the receptionist slash, like, does everything for everybody. But she's the person who, when you pick up the phone, like, that's the operator that will connect you to the other
end. Oh, yeah.
I have always wanted to just pick up the phone and be talking to an operator like that.
Hi, girl, come here often.
That's not what I mean. I mean, like, one of those sassy people.
We're getting a call.
Oh, my God.
Figure it out, Ben.
Do I have to?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Yeah. You do.
We're going to try and put this on. This is going to be phone one. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Don't hang up.
Yeah, please don't hang up.
Try again if it doesn't work.
We're waiting in Braid.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Mom. How's it going?
It's good. I just thought I'd see if your phone was working.
Oh, yeah.
Headphones now.
Yeah, is everyone else excited that it worked? I was so nervous. It felt like I was defusing a bomb.
Hello, Ben's mom.
So I'm wondering if you have any Van Morrison.
I would love nothing more than to only play Van Morrison, but it doesn't fit into the thing, unfortunately.
It doesn't fit into the requirements of CITR.
All right, well, carry on.
Okay.
No.
Bye now.
Well, wait, Mom.
Yeah.
I would love to visit this weekend as well. to just have this conversation on the radio. I don't even mind. I'll probably be on like the 5 o'clock ferry. Can I do
this? I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
You should have asked her if you could do your laundry there this weekend.
No, it's not worth it. People that bring their laundry home, I don't understand it.
Oh yeah, is that a big thing that you're against?
Well, because I live in Victoria, right? So I have to like take it all the way back to Victoria.
You know, honestly, I've seen people do that.
I know. It disgusts me, frankly. Anyway, we've talked for way too long. Let's play another song.
All right. Who do you dedicate this song to?
This song I would like to dedicate to the idea of existentialism.
Whoa.
Wow. The song is That's Schizophrenic. Deep. By a band called Quoon. I hope you enjoy it.
I woke up that day unwell. Strange dreams of sinus dreams. I was deep. Thank you.
back we are.
Oh, is that your Yoda?
That's actually my Morgan Freeman.
Oh, right. Yeah,
wow,
of course.
Impressive.
Yeah.
It's really spot on.
Yeah. Yoda did good in Batman Dark Knight.
Yeah.
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 I just wanted to add that in there, you know. I'm impressed that he's still giving advice this late into his life.
Advice. That's also what we're if anyone other than my mom wants to call in, or if my mom, or if you want to call in again, mom.
Can I just say, Yoda, if you're listening, we would love to have you call in.
Yeah. That would be cool.
That would be cool. That was a nice tie into our advice theme here.
If you wanted to call in and do a Yoda impression and tell me how to talk to women as
in
well.
That impression.
I think, well, is it possible that we've just stumbled onto our own answer? Is it possible that the only way to talk to women is by doing a Yoda impression?
I think that that's like the best way to not talk to, like, that is that is the wrong
that
answer.
Is
maybe
exactly
select
how
women
not to.
Maybe some women would go for that,
maybe at the Bill Cosby convention,
maybe
that's
yeah,
a good place.
I don't know
to
what
try.
Happens
is there
there
a Yoda convention?
It's probably a Star Wars convention.
There's like
but
Comic-Con and stuff
one.
Why would there be a Yoda specific?
Why would you ask that question?
No, but like, why?
Why would there be a Bill Cosby convention?
Thank you.
Bill
Thank
Cosby
you, yes.
is so cool.
Oh, okay.
So is Yoda.
Yeah,
you know?
So Yoda's pretty
small
cool.
and green.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it ain't easy being green.
What
you
else do we have?
Yeah, I hear that.
Guys, I have a question. Ryan, I already asked you this, but Alex, you haven't heard this.
Sure.
If you have multiple personality disorder and you have multiple partners, like each personality has a partner, is it cheating?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes. And the reason I'm going to go with yes is because you might have multiple personality disorder, but you don't have, like, you know, multiple.
You still know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I said. Even people with that condition, they still are aware that they have either side of.
I would be careful with that because I think it depends on the severity.
Well,
of the
yeah, that's true. That's true. This is not the place to be discussing mental illness in a mature way.
True.
Mostly because none of us really know much
anything.
About it.
I do know just from the psychology courses I've taken.
So you're an expert. Because
no,
you're
this is
undergraduate opinion.
No, this is coming from my prof. This question was asked in one of my classes.
Hi, Britta.
Really?
And my prof said that. People with bipolar or multi-personality disorder still understand that there's...
That's interesting that somebody thought to ask that to your professor.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to ask that in... I asked a philosophy professor of mine that, because we're talking about identity.
Uh-huh.
And identity is like, that's a weird topic, hey?
That'd be cool to bring up in philosophy, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, everyone will just want to talk
Everybody
about it.
Just wants to talk about philosophy all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's philosophy, too. Everything's really philosophy. That's the secret.
Wow.
That's really, you know.
Everything is everything, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No.
No.
Some things are not.
Some things are nothing?
Some things just aren't.
Or some things something.
There are things that are and there are things that aren't.
All right. What are the things that are the next song?
The things that are the next song. The things that are the next song am Guns and Gloria by The Harbor Sound. Ooh, I have a little side story about this. Not super post-rocky. But it's a good tune, and I like it, and it kind of fits in, and it's like a little punky, and it's cool. But I met the singer of this guy named Mo, on the Juan de Fuca trail this summer. Yeah, and like, but like, I didn't know the band then.
Right, but you just ran into him.
He's just
trail.
Like this random guy. And my friend Scott and I had built this fire, and we got into camp before everyone else, because we're like super athletic and get at me and stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm just really fit, you know.
Yeah.
So we had the fire going, and they got in late, and they were like, "Oh, you guys have a fire?" And we're like, "Yeah, come join us." And so he brought us champagne, which was cool.
Nice.
Sweet. Yeah. So we had some champagne, and he told me about the band. I looked it up, and they're good. So here's Guns and Gloria, and thank you for the champagne.
All right.
Yeah, dedicated to Mo, I guess.
Yeah. He's probably not listening, though. It's really just my mom out there. That's what I've come to terms with.
She's a wonderful person.
She is, yeah. Anyway, Guns and Gloria, Harbor Sound, here we go.
Another
And we're back. What was that song again? You take the song. I don't remember
Guns
what it was.
Guns and Gloria by right. Harbor Sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Mo and his champagne, man.
Yeah, Mo. Thanks, Mo. Yeah, so we had someone call in while we were listening to that song.
Someone that was not imaginary. I would
no,
like to put that
no,
in
they
there.
Were real. Their name was Fredericton Isaac. And, yeah.
Shouts out to Fredericton Isaac.
Yeah, so he called in. And he's real, and apparently it's funny that his name is that.
Yeah. Sorry.
And he asked us to talk about our favorite wines, and being three people who love wine and know a lot about it, we figured we'd take on that challenge.
We just thought, why not, you know?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I'm an amateur wine enthusiast.
Yeah.
So.
I'm a professional, actually.
I've been to conventions.
I'm a connoisseur.
Yeah. I know how to swirl it around and not drink it.
Bill Cosby conventions?
No. I can't do that.
Just wine conventions.
Just the wine ones.
All right,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys have heard this, but there's a new thing going around where you're supposed to actually pour the wine from the bottle through the cork into your glass, and it purifies
oh,
it.
Oh, I have heard that. Well, yeah. Instead of doing
like
that weird oxidation thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but you don't smoke it.
No,
you don't smoke wine.
Yeah.
Sometimes you snort it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That works sometimes.
It gets it faster.
Right into the brain.
What's your favorite genre of wine?
Oh, favorite genre?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'd have to say the purple with an orange tinge wine. It's a new genre.
It's pretty underground.
Yeah, it's way underground. It's new. It's new to the wine world. But but if we're going for favorite wines, I'd have to say the Pinot Noir wine is probably my favorite.
Pinot Noir.
That's
a classic.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of got that orangey tinge to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, I like to go a little darker, personally, than the Pinot Noir.
Okay.
And go with the Pinot Grigot.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
Which, as we all know, is a shade darker.
Right.
It's got a certain kind of oaky texture, you know, it's
right.
Piquant.
Yeah.
You know?
I found it's a little more buoyant, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely floats better, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's important with interacting with your taste receptors, the buoyancy.
Well, and then the buoyancy allows it to float up into the top of your mouth, which gives you a whole new experience on taste, because we're so used to tasting with the bottom of our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Top because
of gravity.
Yeah, it's a whole
it's
new
actually,
palette up
it's
there.
It's a thing that we only really discovered, us wine critics, after we went into space and experienced, you know, zero G.
Or if you have some time on your hands today, grab a juice box, anything, hang upside down and drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It tastes opposite almost.
Yeah. Not too long, because you don't want to pass out.
No, but I mean, if you do, you'll fall and be back to normal.
Yeah.
You might break your head.
All right. Maybe do it with supervision.
Yeah.
With a teammate.
Get a third
spotter.
Party. Yeah. Okay.
Do it with some other wine critics, basically.
Yeah. Someone who knows what they're like us.
That's what they're for. That's what we're for.
Yeah. We're here to help.
Yeah.
So
CITR.
A lot of people believe now that the shape of the glass plays a lot in with the taste. What do you guys have to say?
Oh, I'm 100% backing that theory. Mm-hmm. I think that the traditional wine glass format just doesn't work for wine anymore. You know, we're in a new era. Mm-hmm. We're in the information age. You know, we got to be more efficient than that. We have to be more grassroots than that. We've got to be, you know, more localized. So just drink your wine out of a cardboard box.
Yeah, cardboard box is where you get the enhancement of the flavor.
Yeah, and not the tiny ones that you can hold. I mean, like a box that maybe at one point held bananas.
Yeah, and then you can pass it around.
Yeah,
with friends
a Chiquita
too.
Box is what I'm asking for.
Okay, yeah. Watch out for the boxes of bananas that have spiders in them. Only certain wines work with the spiders.
Yes, only certain wines. In particular, the Charlemagne wine.
Yeah.
That one works really
the
well.
The Merlot wine, I think.
Merlot,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that was a successful conversation.
Yeah,
I'd
thank
say.
You, Fredericton. Yeah.
New song,
pat
then.
On the back.
Yeah. I'm actually going to dedicate this next song to Fredericton Isaac,
mm-hmm.
who I believe is the capital of...
Angola.
No, it's... No, Fredericton's the capital of... It's. I'm just gonna play the song. The song is "Immortals" by Mary Stern.
Yeah. Fredericton is definitely real.
We'll be right back. We guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Attention grad students. Share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
And we are back.
Yeah, right before those PSAs, you heard Immortals by Mary Stern and Newborn by Sounds of Sputnik.
And just so you guys know, I do post the playlist and the podcast on the Facebook page, Spice of Life, 101.9 CITR FM.
So you should go like that.
I think, yeah, that would make Ben really happy.
Yeah, it would make him really happy. And, you know, he might actually let us go home.
Maybe.
That would be
I'm
really
holding
nice.
Them hostage here until you guys like my Facebook that page.
Yeah. Please, Ben's mom.
Please.
My mom doesn't have Facebook.
Oh, please make Facebook.
No. Because then she's going to want to be my Facebook friend, and then she's going to see all my Facebook shenanigans.
Please make Facebook.
No,
it's like
do that.
It, in her universe, it hasn't been invented
no,
yet.
No, no. Not
she
for
needs
her,
to
yeah.
make Facebook, and yeah. then she can like the page.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
All right.
Seeing as we have 10 minutes left, and we've talked about some weird stuff, but we haven't really gone anywhere super morbid. Which,
oh, okay. Is that a requirement of the show now?
Yeah, at this very moment now. Yeah.
Okay, yes. All right.
We return to the segment of the show where we look our own mortality in the eye.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no laughing.
Oh, what? No, but that's what I do, is I look my own mortality in the eye and then I laugh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's normal.
Man, I wish I were that tough. So the question I submit to you guys is, what would you like done with your body when you die?
Okay. Who wants to go first?
Well, you had some good ideas.
I have a lot of different ideas, and I haven't decided. I think maybe when it gets closer to the time, I'll roll a dice or something. But
maybe it might become clear to you too.
I'll realize that one is much better than the others.
Maybe, yeah.
But the one that I came up with when I was in high school, because I was just super mature in high school, was I thought, you know, isn't it weird that, you know, people are supposed to come and have a visitation? They're supposed to come, you know, like look at the body, look at you in the coffin or whatever. And I'm like, you know, it's kind of a somber moment. I don't really like somber. Yeah. I don't like sad. I don't like any of that stuff. I laugh in the face of death, right? So why not rig up your body so that it was like a wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man? And then just turn on some really good dance music. And that's the visitation.
You know, have a dance party?
Everybody comes up and pays their respects while you're doing that.
That would be so terrifying. I think I just wet myself out of fear of that idea.
All right, I take it back.
But
it is
supposed to be like a celebration of someone's life, right?
True.
Like,
true.
Like it's
and
sad
how,
and all,
what's
but...
more celebratory than a wacky waving arm inflatable plane?
You got like strings like pulling up your arms. One of your arm falls off because
you're
decaying.
Okay, all right.
Like,
you're
get
right.
Your neck's flailing
ben,
everywhere.
I,
your
I take
eyes
this back.
Fall open.
Oh, God.
It sounds like a
all right,
horror
I take
movie
it back.
Plot.
What
does
back.
That mean? Your eyes fall open.
Don't think about it. Don't picture that.
Just do it.
Go home. Don't picture that.
Okay.
Don't picture like dead Alex
no.
with his arms flailing.
Why are
hanging
you telling
out
them what not to picture?
Or in your closet
all right,
at
ben,
night.
If you if you're being so critical of my idea, what's your idea? Huh?
I too don't want a super depressing funeral. So I was thinking that it would be fun to have like a roast. of, like, you know how they have, like, roasts of famous people? Where they just come and they make fun of them?
Oh, you mean where they make fun of famous
like
people?
Not burning and eating and roasting
unless cannibalism, like, becomes okay.
No,
I think it will.
No.
Well, that's what I
like
the
other kind of roast better.
Where they just, like, people just come up and are just, like, super critical of me and just, like, make fun of me and it's all laughing.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Where do I sign up?
It would. Yeah. I think it'd be fun.
I got some material ready.
Yeah, where do I sign up right now?
Got some. You have some material ready for my funeral?
Oh, I have a lot of material.
Good
He's
God.
Not the only one. I've got a lot.
Okay.
I've got binders filled with material.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Annotated slides.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ryan, your turn.
Yeah. I've always just I've thought of donating my organs just because what am I gonna do with my body when I'm dead? So like I don't know. Might
I don't
well
know.
Do
you can come
cool.
back as a spooky ghost.
Yeah. I mean, but that's gonna be my creepy like unfinished with life soul that's gonna come back. My body can go do what it wants.
But what if you want to be a spooky zombie?
Mm.
But you grew.
I
that.
Could be an organless zombie though, right? Are there rules to how you are?
I
a zombie?
I think there might be rules.
Oh,
I think
shoot.
You only get a certain number of zombie points based on how many parts of you are still there.
Okay,
that's actually what the gallbladder is for. They figured out that that to be a zombie, you need to have the gallbladder.
Okay, you know what I could do system. Then? I'll be a zombie, and in my zombie form, I'll go take my organs back.
That would be horrifying.
That would give me
scary.
A lot of points.
That's actually a really good premise for a horror movie, and I just want to throw that out there to the several Hollywood producers that I know are listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we
and
had
not,
one call in earlier.
Not just my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, we did have a Hollywood producer call in named Isaacton. Isaacton. Fredster.
Frederick Fredster. Fuller the Fourth.
Oh, yeah. The Fredsters have like been that. deeply respected by Hollywood for some generations now.
Yeah, they're behind a lot of the big movies that we don't even know, like Spielberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't the face of those movies. It was the names that you said
that were. The Fredsters.
That I can't remember.
The Fredsters. Yeah.
The Fredsters. I can't even remember them, but they're so big.
No, it's
just like the Illuminati.
Sure.
Actually, Fredsters. If you look at the back of the big Hollywood sign, it just says Fredster.
I heard Hollywood backwards is Fredster.
It is.
Yeah.
You can try that at home. Just write it out backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, if you look in the mirror and say Fredster three times in a row, they'll appear. And
want to buy your movie rights.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Kinda. They'll want to buy your movie rights.
Cool. The rights to your life as a movie.
Running out of time is a thing that we are.
Wow. Time, great
time
way to
waits,
sentence that. Yeah.
Time waits for no man.
Nobody can English on this show.
The spice of life is like sand in an hourglass, and it drains before our eyes.
Especially when you're going to be fired tomorrow.
True that.
I'm going to be, there's no
It's okay, though, because Ben's going to be coming back next week, same time with a show called Nihilism.
Mm.
Right? That is good. It's a good forecast of that.
Just like break in.
Yeah.
Break in and host a show. But seriously, I think they probably when they okayed the show, they underestimated how weird it was going to be.
Yeah. And there's levels we can take it to still.
I hope so. I want to believe.
Are you saying there are unopened doors?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm excited to explore those doors with you.
Yeah. I want to believe that interviewing a soundboard of George Takei with my pants.
That was just the beginning.
Is not the weirdest thing I'll ever do.
No.
I want to believe it'll get weirder.
Yeah.
Okay. I will help.
And he did actually have his pants off.
Yeah, all
we
the way off.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm sad
scary.
I missed that one.
It was pantsless.
It was not a fun thing.
you have a couple photos of me with my pants off.
That's true.
Okay, all right, no.
Next
I'm going to say no to that conversation. Let's move on to the next song.
Next song. This song is a beautiful song. I love it a whole bunch. It's called Morgan's Song by Emmanuel L.
Thank you.
So Marco should be here soon for his show Astro Talk, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I will play another song. Thank you guys for being on the show.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you for listening too. Everyone that listened today is super good looking. And
it's weird because your mom was listening.
Yeah, I'm.
That okay. Is a little
I'm
weird.
From her. She's very good looking.
Good.
We're a good looking family.
I'm from there.
I'm from her.
All right.
Yeah. So stay tuned. I'm here next week as well, and it's a super fun time. We do fun stuff. I like it.
Yeah.
This has been the spice of life.
Yep.
This is It's spicy.
Sure.
It's very hot.
Yeah. Don't eat it all at once.
Yeah, especially definitely. Not if you have a heart condition.
No.
Yeah, not recommended for heart conditions or babies.
Right.
Definitely not babies.
Not babies. No babies allowed.
No babies here.
On that note, let's just play another song,
yeah.
And then we'll see how long we get out of it. It's called Thank You Very Much by Say Hello, and thank you very much for listening. So, bye.
Wow, that works so well.
Yeah. It's almost like I planned it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.